I'm just trying to follow.
I mean, in order to have joy, assuming that a person is not perfect, as you already said that that perfection is not a place that's reached really during this lifetime, at least without then further tikkun afterwards. I mean, so that it's not a person can't really reach perfection, and that's it. Without then going to the next level, so then there also has to be. I mean, tikkun also includes some kind of right. The recognition that one is not perfect, and so. There has to be some joy in that. There has to be some joy.
Okay. So you're saying where does happiness play a role here? The truth is that now is a good time to learn it, and usually they learn it here. I think next semester, Rav Kook has a compilation called Orot HaTshuva, the Lights of Tshuva, and in that compilation, Rav Kook deals with this question. The balance between a person's being sad over what he's done and being sad about not being where he'd like to be, and on the other hand, being happy with the fact that he is moving forward. Being happy with the fact that, hey, I'm not where I was yesterday, so I can't leap forward. I can't skip all the steps and say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to be the biggest Talmid Chacham in the world. What can you do? It takes 50, 70 years to get there. Can't do that in one day. And perfecting one's traits also takes time. So on the one hand, the person can't delve into the sorrow that, hey, I'm not where I should be, I didn't do what I should have done. And the person has to be happy with the fact that he is advancing, and that the fact that he has fixed some things and discovered other things that are improper already opens the gates of moving forward. And a person has to be happy about that. And a person has to be happy that he's on the right path. On the other hand, a person can't ignore the fact that there is a point where he has to recognize that he did do things that are improper in his past, and he should be saddened over them. And he is not yet where he should be, even today, and he should be saddened over that. I remember once being on a date, and a girl asked me, "Did you finish Shas yet?" So I said, "Nope. I want you to know I could have, and I should have. And there's no excuse that I didn't." And then I asked myself, why did I say that? And I thought to myself, the reason I said that is because I felt like I'm saying it without feeling bad about it. And I should feel bad about it. Like, there's no excuse not to have done it yet. I should have done it. And she shouldn't walk away thinking, oh, if he didn't do it, then it's okay. It's not okay. I should have. I could have. I should have. And I didn't. But sometimes we're very comfortable with the fact that we didn't. And we have to be truthful enough with ourselves that, no, I could have been at a higher place today, and I should be at a higher place today, and I'm not. So I'm happy I'm where I am. I'm happy I've moved forward thus far, and I'm not going to delve into sadness. Sadness takes away one's strength and inhibits one's ability to serve his Creator well. But there are times when a person does have to focus on where he has come from and what he's done wrong and where he's supposed to be and that he's not there. And at those times, he will also be sad. That is part of the process. An hour a day of being sad?
Broken hearted.
Yeah, then the rest of the time you don't have to be sad.
I don't know to break it down into times. I don't know about an hour a day, maybe certain times a week, maybe certain times a month. A person has to have set times in his life, and they should be frequent enough that they're of value. There is a time when a person does have to stop and think, hey, where am I coming from? Where am I going? Sometimes a person should stop in the middle of the day and say, hey, I spent all day cutting class, smoking, drinking. Where am I going? What's my day been like? And of course, he's supposed to be sad at that second and say, hey, what could I have done in the last 4 hours? What have I done in the last 4 hours? It's interesting that one of the problems that many, many guys have in yeshiva is getting up on time. Many guys have this issue with getting up on time. And we... What? Call it stagnation. Call it not getting to bed on time. I think that's more the source of the problem. And it used to be that we would talk with guys and try to figure out, how are they going to get up? Are they going to have a roommate wake them up? Are they going to have 3 alarm clocks? Are they going to recognize the importance of their getting up? Are they going to recognize that they're coming before the King of Kings and the importance of their showing up to minyan at prayer? Different ways to try and get a person to get up. Give prizes, make lists, all kinds of things. Okay. And in Merkaz Arav, there are also a lot of guys that have this issue. And guys who I've spoken to lately, we've tried a different tactic. We've tried the tactic that you woke up late, daven and start your day. Don't think about it. Don't spend your time wallowing and thinking, shucks, another day that I'm starting an hour late. Don't think about it. Towards the evening, take a few minutes and think about it. Why? Because many times when a person thinks about it, so he gets so saddened, the rest of his day is shadowed by that sadness. And he has a hard time thinking positively about himself or doing anything with happiness. And that's not good. Then he's lost double. He's lost because he woke up late, and he's lost because he spends the rest of the day feeling, I'm worthless, I stink, I'm not going to get anywhere this way. So what we're trying to do, and I've seen a lot of success in that, is I tell guys, don't think about it. Daven, start your day as fast as you can. Don't think about the fact that you got up late. Sometime at 5, 6 o'clock, partition that time to think about what am I going to do about it. Or take the week and don't think about it. At the end of the week, decide if your week looked better or worse. And that one usually works better, because when they don't think about it, they run into things, then they start having good days. They have good days, then ultimately that leads to good nights, which means getting to bed on time and wanting to get up on time. Whereas if a guy spends his day thinking, even just starting the day thinking, shucks, you start the day on the wrong foot, very often the rest of the day follows suit. It's very hard to get out of that limbo. So that's why I think that there's an aspect where what you're saying is very true. A person cannot spend too much time thinking, I'm sad I'm not there, or I'm sad about what I've done. But that doesn't absolve us from the responsibilities to take certain times and yes, focus on that. One of those times is supposed to be a fast day. And a fast day, a person is supposed to stop and do cheshbon nefesh. Think, where have I been? Where am I going to? How am I doing in that process?